Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Deep fly ball to right field. This time, Jose cranking this one to left, and that one is out of here. Jose Altuve. His first home run since April 28th. And the Astros lead it 6-2.
Can't even imagine how good that feels for Jose Altuve.
That's here with two outs.
Oh, yeah.
Did he do it again? You better believe it. Jose Altuve. A two-home run game. Making up for lost time, and the Astros lead 8-2.
That is 14 Astro strikeouts. This one to right field, into the gap, and run down by Cam Smith. What a night all the way around for the Astros. Pitching, hitting, and defense is Cam Smith. Comes up with the catch. Jose Altuve, a two-home run game, and the Astros win the opener of this four-game series to move to within 2.5 games of the Seattle Mariners in the American League West.
We love that. We love that. They're 50 games in now, and they're 26-24. And last night is a big series, man, a big May series for the Astros. Kevin Eschenfelder and Jeff Blum on the call, Space City Home Network last night. Not one, two home runs by Jose Altuve. You had a lineup last night. Victor Caratini, 3-for-4 last night. Jake Myers got a knock last night. Seth, I would say that it was a big, big night for the Astros circle of trust, in so much as I just named three players that were not selected to it, that were clearly listening to Payne and Pendergast yesterday. And they said, man, we got to go out and prove ourselves. Jose Altuve has to go out and prove himself tonight.
Altuve now joins the pantheon of notable Astros who have been booted out of the circle of trust and immediately respond.
Yep.
Alex Bregman did it three times.
Yes.
I can't remember if they were as immediate as this one, that Altuve heard the news, got his push notification from our Payne and Pendergast account, and saw that he was out of the circle of trust and fought his way back into it. Now he's got to keep this up for a little bit, Sean, this young feller.
Oh, no,
this little whippersnapper out of Venezuela.
I like what he's made out of, though. I think this kid's going to be something someday.
Jake Myers yet, you know?
No, man. You got to get on Jake's level. It was funny last night when Jake struck out on his first at-bat. It was very tempting not to get out the phone and retweet the circle of trust and say,
Yeah.
Because for those who missed it yesterday, As I predicted the night before, when Jake had another good night, I said, boy, we did our first circle of trust yesterday. And the night before that, I said, man, Jake Myers is going to be a spirited debate, I think. It was my gut feeling, because you're a little more pro-Jake than I am. And it didn't get nasty or anything, but you wanted to put Jake in. I wanted to leave Jake out. We're both rooting for him to be in there at some point. Ben broke the tie and went against all the grains of the last few years by voting on my side of a circle of trust debate. And when Jake Myers struck out on the first at-bat, I'm like, And then yeah. His next at-bat, boy, he laced one up the middle. And so I sat back. I didn't tweet after either of them. I said, you know what? I'm just going to let this marinate, this Jake Myers thing. But Altuve, Myers, Caratini's on the fringe right now. For those who missed it, the circle of trust, the smallest one we've ever had, it's Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Jeremy Pena, who had a couple of RBIs last night. Ironically, and Josh Hader's in there in the bullpen. Ironically, the fifth member, Isak Paredes, was the only Astro to not get a hit last night. He's been their hottest hitter of late. He didn't have a hit. Everybody else in the lineup yeah. had a hit. That's what
at least he advanced. He had that fielder's choice
in RBI. Yeah.
Cam Smith and ended up. Yeah,
yeah. He scored a run. He got out there. Right. Yeah. I'm cool with Isak Paredes. He's been great lately. But this Kevin Eschenfelder in that last cut said, "Man, great win all the way around. Offense, defense. Lance McCullers. You know."
Well, yeah, and so Lance is looking more like classic Lance in that he'll scare the hell out of you in the first couple of innings.
Yeah.
And then he reined it in. He burned up so many pitches early on.
Yeah.
Got a mound visit in the first inning. His first five pitches were all balls.
Yeah.
Walked the first batter in four pitches and then threw another ball and gives up one earned run per inning in the first two innings. And if you can think back long ago enough, if you're old enough, classic Lance, when he was really good, would routinely terrify you in the first inning.
Yeah.
And then he'll reel it back in. So that was a lot of that last night. He's just got to, you know, continue to hopefully get more efficient.
Good Lance, classic Lance, is never going to be a guy who throws 96 pitches over seven innings. This is just, it's never been who he is. He walks
yeah.
guys. He led the league in walks one of his healthy seasons a few years ago. Like, that's uh-huh. just... This is a poor man's version. Last night was a poor man's version of what Lance probably aspires to be this season, I think, which is not super efficient. He's a little less crazy wild than he's been his first few starts. He was around the strike zone a little bit more last night. He struck out eight guys last night in four and a third. That was good to see. So with Lance, I think it's almost, not to be disrespectful, with Lance right now, I almost feel like him, like I do about Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter, which is, man, just don't do anything. Don't do what you did in that, I think it was the Royals game. I can't remember what series it was where he gave up a seven runs in a third of an inning and they were toast in that game. Just don't do that. Last night's fine for now. Four and a third, two earned runs, eight strikeouts, 90 pitches. Keep them in the game. Don't let the game get out of hand.
And I think in a lot of ways, without the same velocity and the power that he used to have when he was young and before all these injuries, if that never comes back, he's gotta have to be a funkier pitcher.
Yeah.
And which is what he did last night. He used a big arsenal to get things under control and keep batters from getting completely comfortable. But yeah, the guy, like, he's always been able to obviously have a vicious, vicious curveball back in the day.
Yeah.
But to be a junkier guy, to be like kind of Zach Greinke. Greinke made that transition really well on into his late 30s, and Lance might just have to do that transition a little bit earlier than his age would suggest.
I really wanted to see him get through the fifth inning just so he could get the win last night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to pitch the first five if you're a starter to get the win. And I know wins are way less important now than they used to be. It's all about whip and ERA and FIP and everything else. But just symbolically for him to get that first win back, you know, like he just couldn't close the deal in the fifth. They put a couple guys on. And then at that point, when he put that second guy on, I'm like, oh, Joe, he's at 91. Let him go. Let him try to get a double play or something here. They're up 5-2. You know,
yeah,
like,
you're in one of these rare Astros games where they've scored a lot of runs in the earlier innings. Yeah.
Yeah. They're up 5-2. So they got two guys on. You leave him in, even if he gives up a 3-run homer, he's not getting the loss. I was hoping Espada would let him go one more guy there. Just again, like it does. I think symbolically for Lance, that's going to it's going to happen at some point. And for him to get his first win where there's a W next to his name, and we're not just sitting here talking about, hey, good job for those four innings, keeping him in the game. I mean, at the end of the day, four and a third innings with two earned runs and 91 pitches, if we're just grading it on a regular curve, is not great. You know, it's not. And Lance aspires to be better than this, and that's why I just wanted to see him get through five last night. That would have been cool.
The most frustrating graphic last night was the one that popped up in the first inning where it showed the run difference in the first inning. And
they're second worst in baseball.
You see second worst in baseball, and then you realize, oh, they're second behind the Rockies, yeah. Which the Rockies don't even count as a baseball team this year. So for teams that aren't like the 2013 Astros, the Astros are the worst team in MLB in the first inning.
Now the other thing I would say, 10 of those runs came in that one Lance start. You know what I mean? Like it's a little skewed. I think the number was minus 23 in the first inning this year. And then the Rockies are the only ones who are worse, and I think they're worse by like 10 runs. It's bad.
They would still be fourth worst in that scenario.
If you took those 10 runs out of it?
Yeah.
You're looking at the graphic?
Yeah, well, they're minus 23, and the Blue Jays are minus 14 on the graphic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it would pop the Blue Jays and the Orioles up above them, and then I don't know who else is below.
They're still minus. It's not good. Yeah, they're not. You know, you're getting behind the eight ball, and I think that's the thing too, for a team like this that's still last night notwithstanding, it was great last night, very balanced offense, and they had some power, and Jose Altuve hit two home runs, and that was beautiful. This is not a team that's built to swim upstream in games. You know what I mean? This is not a team that's built to come from behind to early 2-0 and 3-0 deficits, you know? They did last night.
The batters 6 through 9 last night for the Astros went 7 for 15, scored 5 runs.
Look, the bottom of the order hasn't been the issue this year, you know?
Right, I know. That's what the surprising thing about it is, especially with some of those guys that, you know, like, well, Caratini, we've got to talk about potentially putting in the circle of trust.
Yeah, he's got a 15 OPS right now.
If Jake Myers continues playing well through the next week, do you think that you might change your vote?
I might.
Are you waiting? What was the point last year when everything went south for him?
June. Like literally the calendar flipped to June, and it was honestly, like I said yesterday, it was like there was a May 31st expiration date on him. All of a sudden in June, June 1st, he's that milk that you're opening up and you're like, oh yeah, this is definitely expired Jake Myers here. Yeah.
I remember really well with a couple players last year, and I remember now that Jake Myers was one of them. Todd Kalas was making a big deal out of like, wow, boy, he had an incredible month of May. He's probably kind of upset to see that calendar turn.
Yes.
I'm like, don't put that out there, Todd.
He said,
I mean, just don't. And then it happened. He spoke it into existence.
Yep.
I like, Todd, it's an arbitrary day on the calendar. Yeah. It doesn't don't tell me that the months matter. And yeah, they did.
They did to Jake, at least. Yeah, they did to Jake.
And then Todd kept saying it for like the next week. Well, June hasn't been as good as May.
Right.
For poor Jake Myers.
Yeah. You had to mention that. Text message early here. By the way, appreciate the people up early. I know a lot of people are just phoning it in for Memorial Day on Friday today. Put some respect on Altuve's name. Stop all that nonsense speak about him being washed. Okay, let me just say this. Neither Seth nor I have said he's washed. We haven't said that. We just didn't put him in the circle of trust. There's plenty of guys, more guys than ever on this team that aren't in the circle of trust, and we're not saying they're washed. They're just, for the moment, we just don't feel good when they get in the batter's box. Now, last night, Altuve's got a shorter, like, road back to the circle of trust. Like, if we did one today, he might be in it after those two home runs.
No, this is what people need to understand about the circle of trust. If we were degenerates who covered the Yankees, we would, on the first week of the playoffs, not put Aaron Judge in the circle of trust.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how great you are. It's not a permanent designation.
No.
You're not etched in stone for the ages.
Right.
It's how do we actually feel about you performing well? And as we all know, Aaron Judge is absolutely atrocious in the playoffs.
Yep.
So we wouldn't, if we were covering the Yankees, we would not have Aaron Judge in the circle of trust.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. We've got injury updates on the Astros. We'll get to those in the next segment. What does this all mean? They're going to need more outings from Lance McCullers. Better ones than last. He was fine last night. They're going to need some big outings coming up here because we got some injury updates that we got to get to. And sometimes the Pro Football Focus numbers tell the truth. Sometimes they lie. I think when it comes to C.J. Stroud, this told the truth, and we will have that for you as well coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Yeah, they've got the replay of the game is on the TV in our studio, and Lance is right now getting his visit from Josh Miller, the pitching coach, and they just put that graphic up that you talked about, Seth, of first day. He just gave up the first run of the game.
Yeah,
and they fired up
the second worst in the league in terms of first inning run differential.
Yeah,
they don't score typically in the first inning.
That's the big problem. Yeah, that's the big. They go 1-2-3 in the first inning a lot. Lance is responsible for the lion's share of that too. Of that graph, they're -23 on the season, and Lance was the starter in
that
one
10
of the games.
Run inning.
He was only responsible.
Those weren't all his earned runs.
No, they were
they?
Seven. Yeah. There were seven of the 10 were his. Yeah, 7 of the 10 were his. A bit of injury news for the Astros we didn't get into in the opening segment. We should get to here. Renell Blanco is getting put on the 15-day IL with what they're calling right elbow inflammation.
And he's going to get a second opinion.
Seeking a second opinion. I'm sure everything's fine.
He's like, look, I've seen the Astros' ability to read the imagery before the imaging. And with Kyle Tucker, it took him like 8 weeks to find a broken bone.
Swelling,
I'm going to go get a second opinion.
It takes a while for the swelling to go down on these things, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm sure everything's fine. If you're driving in and you heard that and you're worried, drive, just stay in between the lines. It's going to be fine. I'm sure there's nothing to see here. I'm sure Renell Blanco will be out there humping it up at 92 miles an hour in no time at all. By no time, I mean 2 years. So we'll see what happens. But he's seeking a second opinion. Tongue-in-cheek, obviously. This has not gone well for the last half dozen or so Astro pitchers who've just mad-lib Renell Blanco's name into the same mad-lib blank that Luis Garcia and Christian Javier and Jose Urquidy and Hayden Wisniewski, Justin Verlander back in the COVID year. Just they've all – this news item – has been a regular. They've got this saved in drafts over at Daikin Park, and they just put it out there for the next pitcher. We got to talk. We'll talk about this at 7 o'clock. The amount of money Jim Crane has spent to pay guys to rehab elbow injuries is mind-boggling. We will get to it. I've got the number. We'll get to it at 7 o'clock today. I had to get out the calculator yesterday.
Do you have Justin Verlander in there as a Tommy John, or is something similar to a Tommy John?
Ultimately, it's in there as a Tommy John, but if we were doing it at the time of the injury, it would have been in there as a forearm. Remember, it was a forearm strain for the longest.
The Astros were hell-bent on proving Chandler Rome incorrect, even though Chandler Rome was 100% correct.
100%.
And Chandler Rome had reported that Verlander was going to have Tommy John. Like, it was months before the team actually admitted it,
right?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was in the COVID year, so it was only a 2-month season, but
I think that was when the real kind of grudge match between Chandler and the Astros began. That was where it seemed like the rubber met the road.
Yeah, and not a great time to make people angry, just on the generally in U.S. history, I think.
Yeah, were angry to begin with.
COVID year, yeah. Spencer Arrighetti, per Chandler Rome, is out of his cast doing gripping exercises with his right hand, but has a ways. Yeah.
But but he's got a ways to go.
Got a ways to go, yeah.
And I wonder with that, like, you think, okay, it's just a broken bone, should be pretty straightforward. You know, I get nervous whenever it's a broken bone in the hand or in the foot there's so much complexity there, and sometimes the rehab isn't as smooth as you think it would be just because of a tiny little bone, with a pitcher.
Yeah, the thing that's frustrating about that one is that was just a freak accident. He's out in the outfield just playing toss with somebody, and he gets smoked by a line drive. I think it was against Seattle, actually, earlier this season. He gets hit by a ball in the outfield. All these other guys, you know, it's some version of usage that's getting them. This is just Spencer Arrighetti out there doing what kids do in the street. He's just tossing a ball with somebody and, bam, gets hit with a ball on his pitching hand, of all places. Couldn't have hit him on the thigh. Couldn't have hit him on the toe. Hits him on his pitching hand.
So. And we see, Colton Gordon got called back up, so we might see Colton Gordon again.
You're going to see a lot of these guys get like going back and forth. Like, it's a lot, honestly, a lot of what goes on right now with this pitching staff is just juggling the number of options guys have and shuttling them back and forth to Sugar Land. Like, if you see Brandon Walter go to the minor leagues in the next couple days, don't feel like he's getting punished in any. Hey, pitch 5 shutout innings. What the hell? There's a lot of juggling going on right now with the Astros. All right, I saw this number on shifting gears to some Texans talk here. Saw these numbers yesterday on Twitter posted, and I apologize. I'll find the tweet that put this up here. But I was looking at this, and you know, season's going to be here soon enough. And CJ Stroud, the more that we see of talk coming into the season,
it was Texans Jacob X.
Yep, Jacob at Texans Jacob. You know, C.J. Stroud is not coming into this season with the same level of adulation that he was coming into last season with. And I don't know if C.J. cares about that or not, about what people on the outside are saying. But it's interesting because you start to see, here's the top quarterbacks, you know, here's the quarterbacks that we've got the most confidence in, best of this, best of that. And, you know, C.J. did some, you know, C.J. did regress in some ways last year. I do think he was the victim of really, really poor offensive line play. I don't think that's a hot take. But the numbers here, C.J. Stroud's under pressure grades by weeks. And I looked at this, I'm like, man, this matches exactly how I felt for C.J. last year, Seth. Weeks 1 through 6, so that's up through the New England game, really good. His PFF grade was 72, which is very, very good. If you're in the 80s or 90s, it's excellent. 72 is very good. He was 5th PFF grade under pressure for the first 6 weeks. No coincidence, I don't think. Not a coincidence. The Texans were 5-1 in those games. Then week 7 hits, and that was that Packers game where he threw for 86 yards or whatever it was, and then he gets chased all over the field by the Colts the next week, and then the Thursday night game against the Jets, and then the Detroit game. Week 7 through 13, so all the way up to the bye week, he was 52.4, which was 18th. So he's lower than middle of the pack, and that matches the eye test. That is when he really struggled. Then comes back from the bye week. Wasn't great, but was good. Obviously, that Baltimore game is in there, so that doesn't help things. But he was under pressure for those last 4 weeks of the season, 61.3 PFF grade, which is good enough for 9th. So it's top 10. That I'm looking at that, I'm going, okay, sometimes these PFF grades lie. You know, you look at it, you go, okay, that doesn't make any sense. And sometimes they make perfect sense. And that one I'm looking at, I'm going, That is exactly what I was feeling last year. Like the middle of the year, I'm like, man, CJ feels like he's damaged right now.
Well, and there was a lot of that that goes into, Stephon Diggs getting injured. In that second game stretch, Stephon Diggs gets injured in the second of those, of the middle section of that season. And when it comes to outlets or options that CJ had when he was under pressure, it diminished greatly without Stephon Diggs in there. Mm-hmm. When I went back through and I went back and looked a couple months ago at every CJ Stroud to Stephon Diggs connection. And when you watch him back to back to back, I really didn't appreciate at the time how many tight window throws he was making to Stephon Diggs. Yeah. And that there were a lot of times where, man, it was either get the ball to Stephon Diggs or get driven into the turf and take a sack. And it didn't end it like it was a would be sack turned into a nice completion. And you missed out on that.
Yeah.
So Christian, like the ceiling of Christian Kirk, I don't think is as high as for Stephon Diggs. But with Jalen Noel and Christian Kirk, hopefully over the course of the season, on some of those pressure downs, and hopefully CJ's seeing less pressure.
Yeah,
he's just gonna have a quicker outlet.
That's the big thing that you just touched on there. It can't happen as much. It just can't. He's really good under you cannot ask him to keep putting up a 72 PFF score. Or there were numbers I saw last week. CJ faced more third and seven plus yard to convert than any other quarterback in the league. His pressure rate on those downs was through the roof, and yet he was 13th in EPA on those. Like he's overachieving for what he's dealing with on those downs. They can't put him in those situations as frequently. It's going to happen. They're not perfect, but they can't. It cannot be where he's getting sacked 52 times and hit all the time.
Well, especially, it's a double whammy because it's obviously bad if you're ending up in second and long and third and long as much as they did last year. But then on top of that, you've just got more and more film out there of what you like to do on second and long and third and long. And it gets harder and harder to convert those things. It was just, there were so many things about that offense last year that just kind of folded in on top of itself by the end of the year because Bobby finally realized at one point, this isn't going to be the picture perfect image of exactly what I wanted this offense to be. We got to figure out a way to just get stuff done.
Yeah.
And, but there was just, because it wasn't just the offensive line. It was the receivers themselves. It was the tight ends. I mean, it was every position group was underperforming in some way. And that's why you've got a new offensive coordinator this year, as well as several new players.
OTAs next week, I think, May 28th, May 29th, whatever days of the week those are next week. I'll probably hear from CJ at some point, I would think, during the OTAs. So I just saw
CJ's been at the to wide acclaim. CJ has not been doing much this offseason. And I think that there were a lot of people, I think, that wanted to take up for CJ because they felt like he was somehow being attacked or something when people discussed, hey, was he a little too much out there last year going to all the the big time high publicity parties,
Michael Rubin parties, dressed in white,
doing the podcasts and everything. And I try not to be a grumpy old man about that stuff, but I am enough of a grumpy old man that when he's not doing it, I think, yes, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Focus.
I predict empirically this is going to be better for him. I don't know if he's better this year than he was last year. Chances are the lion's share of the reason will be he's got better surroundings on game day. The offensive line is playing better. They're a better coached unit. It's a deeper receiving core than they had once they lost Tank and Stephon Diggs. But I wouldn't minimize the difference between how he's handled this offseason versus last offseason. I think it matters. Yeah. I think
this
absolutely
is where,
matters.
I like that CJ hangs out with Tom Brady a little bit, or at least, has texts and calls with him.
Yeah.
I worry when you get around too much of the Tom Brady's in the world now of, aside from all the stuff he does on the NFL side of things, kind of in that inspirational, motivational speaker mode a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And someday you gotta be careful on how much of that you consume.
Yeah.
Because at one point, if you listen to enough of it, you almost propagandize yourself into thinking you're going to be some kind of superhuman.
Yes.
And you can be all things to all people. Whereas for the actual athlete that's in the grind, they need to be as few things to as few people as possible.
Yeah.
I think CJ realized that last year.
I think so, too.
I can't be all things to all people. I got to just dial in and focus on the stuff that I actually love doing and that make me a good quarterback.
Yes. Yes. Well put. Text message. You can text the show 713-572-4444. 4610. Jose Altuve, people, if you missed it, we played Altuve's two home runs to bump into the show. Jose Altuve, hey guys, Jose Altuve responded to being left out of the circle of trust. He did. He did, yes, in a big, big way.
Two home runs planned.
Yes.
That's our typical strategy.
Right.
With guys who have it. They have it. It factor, Sean. Guys like Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman, I think we batted 1,000. I think we failed once, but at least twice we ejected him from the circle of trust, and he turned it right around.
Yeah. I don't know if he turned it right around, and now look at – I would say those snubs from the circle of trust probably are what's fueling him even to this day as a member of the Boston Red Sox. You know, like
that's
if you're 935 OPS and 11 home runs probably has a lot to do with me and you.
Yeah, and we did crap all over his salsa the same way his salsa makes you crap all over.
That was, yeah, appropriately. Yeah. Is that still – can you still buy his salsa?
He's moved on to clam chowder or something.
Oh,
probably.
He definitely will, yeah.
Breggy Bomb clam chowder.
He definitely will. Hey, text.
It's the runniest, soupiest chowder you can get.
Dude, that's a food I don't want to be messed up by somebody. Anything with any version of seafood in it, yeah. I don't need – someone to mess that up or have a Temu version of it at all. Text in. If you've been to HEB or wherever it was sold, can you still buy Breggy Bomb salsa? Not that I would. I was not a big fan of it, but I'm just curious if it's still on the shelves here. I mean, you could still eat at James Harden's restaurant. That's still open, 13. Mm-hmm. And I've never been.
Well, I think that's it's a really good restaurant.
It's a good restaurant, yeah.
First and foremost, be a good restaurant.
That helps. That helps a lot. Astros pitchers and Tommy John surgery, name a better duo. It is a tradition like no other with this team right now, unfortunately. I hope I don't see one wide receiver screen this season. Oh, no. I hope I do. I hope I see them well executed. They've got some guys that if you get blocking,
right,
have some wiggle. And can, like, just because they couldn't run the play with Bobby Slowick, don't put that evil on Nick Caley.
Right, you don't hope to see one thing that, like, say a team like the Lions or somebody, go ahead and watch their screens.
Yeah.
Or the 49ers in one of their really good offensive years. Go ahead and ask if you want them to run screens or not.
Correct.
We'll take the screens. I just want well-executed plays.
Thank you.
If things are working at well downfield, you're going to want to see more wide receiver screens because there will be some good opportunities there.
Absolutely.
Because you've opened it up.
Yes.
And you've set up the screen.
Yep. If the offensive line can run block better than last year, that'll help CJ from getting sacked. Yeah, I will.
Those second longs and third and longs are partly because they would just sacrifice first and second down to the gods with a run that went nowhere on first or second down.
Rick Wall, yeah.
Then you got the same offensive lineman who couldn't run block to get any yardage and pass protecting for extra time.
Yeah.
That's where everything, the snowball effect of some of the incompetence on the offense last year, it was you could watch it in any given set of downs.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, look, it's second and four. That's a good spot to be in. Oh, wait, no, it's second and nine.
Sorry.
Laremy Tunsil just had his 19th false start of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's try to get it to third and manageable. Nope. Lose 3 yards. You're in third and 12. So, yeah, that's this talk in the text is getting me very excited for training camp to see what this newfangled offense looks like with Nick Caley. I am very curious. I'm very excited. I'm very curious who the first five offensive linemen they trot out are going to be at the beginning of camp so we can have hot takes on who the ones are. That'll be fun, man. We're like 2 months away. That's it. Our long wait will be over. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Let's get to headlines. Astros win last night. We'll hear from Joe Espada on that win. OKC looks like they are on their way to a dominating performance here in the Western Conference Finals, so we will get to that as well. Top of the hour, how much has Jim Crane spent paying prominent starting pitchers to rehab elbow injuries in the last few years, so I'll just call it. The number is mind-boggling. I calculated it yesterday. I needed one of those debt tickers like in Times Square. So we'll get to that as well. Lots to get to here on a Friday. Stay there. Payne and Pendergast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you.
The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tee Clinic.
That's here with two outs. And
Did he do it again? You better believe it. Jose Altuve. A two-home run game. Making up for lost time, and the Astros lead 8-2.
Yeah, Jose Altuve last night left scorned. In the circle of trust, shunned from the circle of trust on Payne and Pendergast yesterday, Jose Altuve responds with a two-home run game last night. Solo home run to make it 6-2. You heard that two-run home run there. Kevin Eschenfelder on the call on Space City Home Network, and the Astros go on to win 9-2 last night. A lot to dig into with this game. Altuve's performance, top of the list. Here is Joe Espada following the game, Astros manager on Jose Altuve.
You know, I like when he stays inside of the ball, like the sac fly to right field. Two strikes, let me just try to stay in the middle of the field. When he stays on the middle of the field, not many ground balls to the left side, both home runs in the air. He drove those balls. That's Altuve. The ball he hit to Crawford, in the last couple of days, been hard ground balls to third. I'm staying inside of the ball. Now I'm using the middle of the field. He's unstoppable when he does that. Those are the things that I'm looking from Altuve.
And Jose Altuve is never going to be batting seventh in this lineup. Like, he's going to be batting probably not leadoff anymore because Pena's doing so well there. He was two for a while. They moved him down to three. Like, he's Jose Altuve. He's going to be in the middle of this order. We need nights like last night where he's on things.
It's the first time that he's been the three hitter these last couple days since 2020, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's a rare occurrence. And it seems like with Altuve, a lot of the times when he's struggling, he'll lean into like trying to pull that much more, especially at home. So just trying to hit it up the middle of the field, it worked out obviously for him. Also, he's ejected from the circle of trust yesterday.
That's the big
which
thing.
Is it's a good slump buster.
Yes.
Getting ejected from the circle of trust has worked out very well in the past.
Right. Yeah, it's much better than the metaphorical, the slump buster we all know and love.
Or just even if you go back to, you know, Bull Durham, you know, they didn't have to turn the sprinklers on to try to create an artificial rain.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I meant. Yeah. Lance McCullers last night, good enough. It's getting better. 4 1/3, 2 earned runs. I think the best to me, well, let's hear from Joe Espada on Lance. I got 2 or 3 things that I really liked what we saw from Lance, but let's hear from Joe Espada first.
Punch outs. When he's ahead in the count, he's got so many weapons just to keep hitters on their heels, and you get a ton of whiffs. And that's what he did kind of towards the end of the game. He just got control of the game by controlling the at-bats. But his stuff continues to get better. We're just working on cutting down some walks and getting the ball in the box. But when he's ahead in the count, he's got really, really good stuff.
Yeah, so Joe Espada mentioned the 8 strikeouts right out of the chute. That was good to see. 8 strikeouts in 4 1/3. So he was getting guys to strike out. I didn't like that he gave up 2 runs in the first couple innings, obviously, but I liked that he kind of gathered himself and he didn't have to get taken out of the game. He needed a mound visit in the first inning, but he 91 pitches isn't what you'd like to see, but I thought it got better as it went along. He battled. I really wanted to see him get out of that 5th inning there so he'd get a win. That's just me.
Yeah.
But he got behind on a couple of guys and he couldn't get out of that. Those are things like in June and July. If it's still 4 1/3 with 2 earned runs in July and August here, then that might be an issue. But for now, I'm looking at Lance the same way I'm looking at these spot starters they keep bringing up here, which is just don't let the game get out of hand early here.
Well, and he's shown a steady progression for a guy that hasn't played in hundreds of calendar days.
900 something days.
Yeah, like he's shown a steady progression.
Yeah.
Because I know the numbers were better in the first outing, but it was a dicey first outing. The second outing was atrocious. Now in the third and the fourth one, he's starting to get together. And look, yesterday, in a lot of ways, it looked like classic Lance. Even when Lance is dealing, he'll scare you a little bit in the first inning, and then he'll reel it in. There was a point in the first or second inning where he was aggressively shaking off every sign or every call on his pitch comm. And I was getting nervous. It's like, oh, boy. Oh, man, he's going to freak out. He's pissed off.
Yeah.
But he reined it in. So far, so good.
I think the other thing, too, to point out, that was George Kirby, the starter for the Mariners. I think that was his first start of the year last night.
It was, yeah.
He's dominated the Astros. For them to chase him in the fourth inning and get 5 earned runs off of him and tag him with the loss, he was kind of all over the place, too. I mean, we're watching the game, the replay of the game.
He hit Pena.
He hit Pena. He hit him with the first pitch of the game.
No, he hated him. He hit him twice.
He hit him twice. Yeah, like the very first pitch, he hits Pena right in the shoulder. And he was all over the place, too. Like, he only walked one guy, but I'm watching now on the TV in here. I mean, he had a pitch that was 10 feet. And into the ground outside of home plate. Like, Kirby was not great last night.
Yeah, no, and Lance, to be clear, for anybody that didn't see the first inning, the first four, he walked the first batter in 4 pitches.
4 pitches.
So from the get-go, you're on the edge of your seat in this game. This was, for a team that at least, the Astros might never score a run again in the first inning. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know when the next one's going to come.
Yeah.
But at the very least, when Lance is pitching, you got to be there for the first inning. Because it's always dramatic. It's always
madhouse.
Yeah.
All right. So Astros win last night. Star Wars weekend this weekend out at the yard. So there you go. NBA playoffs last night. OKC beats up on Minnesota once again. The Thunder are out to a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander celebrating his MVP award by having another spectacular night where he got to the line a whole bunch. Everybody's talking about that. 118-103, the final score in that game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 38 points on the night, 12 of 21 from the field. He's unstoppable if you let him get into the teeth of a defense and get in that mid-range. So they take a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. I'm excited for Pacers-Knicks tonight, Seth, in game two of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
After how game one went with the big comeback for the Pacers.
I put my hatred for the state of Indiana on the shelf for the moment. I keep reminding myself that I doubt any of those players are from Indiana on the Pacers. So I can root for the Pacers and having a tough and gritty showing versus one of the most deplorable fan bases in all of sports.
Reggie brought that up yesterday. I thought that was interesting. Like, he brought that up on In the Loop. We hate the Colts, obviously. We hate the Colts. You hate the Colts. Yeah. I hate the Colts. We all hate the Colts. Do we hate the Pacers? Like, is it an Indiana thing or is it a Colts thing when it comes to Indianapolis? Like,
no, it's largely for me an Indianan thing.
Yeah,
okay. I think I've been pretty clear about this through the years. I don't like people from Indiana.
Yeah.
Other than the ones who are a little bit exceptional.
I'm curious
Vanessa Richardson.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, Vanessa. We've got some friends from Indiana that are in and around radio and TV that are very, very good. I'm curious how the listeners are feeling. Like, do you watch? Do you feel any sort of way when you watch these? You hate the Pacers because of the Colts, and you hate Indiana. I know how you feel about Indiana.
Yeah. I don't like watching Pacers games because I know the people in the crowd are the same Indianans that go to Colts games.
Yeah.
It just always annoyed me up there. There was always some woman, you know, getting escorted out for smoking a cigarette in public, and she's got her two toddlers in tow as she's screaming at security guards. They're just some foul-mouthed hussy that's, like, just yelling stuff that doesn't make any sense at all.
And they're all in Peyton Manning jerseys. Still, to this day, they're all in Peyton Manning jerseys. Yeah.
Just pasty and vitamin D-deprived, all over the place.
That's it. Vitamin D-deprived. I love that. Text message. Colts, just the Colts. Pacers don't matter. Okay. I mean, Seth feels a different kind of way about the Indiana thing than you guys do, I think. I'm proud of you, Seth. This is a text. Putting your Indiana hatred aside for the greater good. Yeah, I think Knicks fans are just the scourge of the earth. They're the worst. Indiana fans at least don't throw bags of garbage at people. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I know what you're going to say. They're too busy fishing out of it to find their dinner.
Ben, do we have the historical fact about Indianapolis?
Oh, yeah.
He estimated that just the residents of Indianapolis ate about 2,000 pounds of cow manure every year.
Yeah, that was just of their own volition. They had to come in and tell them do a public health campaign. To knock
that's
it off.
Not that much when you think about it. I mean, you divide it. What's Indiana got? Like 500,000 people, probably.
Well, this was back in the day, though. This was back in the day before they just started regulating food.
Yeah.
They were just they basically were like, hey, look, we can save a lot of municipal funds if we run the runoff from the dairy farms right into the water supply.
Yep.
And then we'll save money by not treating it either. Yeah. No, but it started, and honestly, it started a trend of weird behavior that led to extreme inbreeding with first cousin marriages and whatnot. And that's why Indianans are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ate so much poop cow manure back in the day.
These are your headlines for the day. This was headlines. That's how headline-deprived we are. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. I calculated the numbers. I do wonder what questions are Jim Crane asking of his training staff when it comes to these elbow things, because he has spent a ton of money paying guys, multiple guys, lots of guys, to rehab elbow injuries. I've got the numbers here. Calculated them yesterday. We'll tell you what it is. It's a mind-boggling number. We'll do that coming up next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.